I need to make an apology or a retraction, I suppose, to Moose P, who I mistakenly attributed as being the gift giver to the big fatty about the shirt, the t-shirt, warning, I'm retired. I know everything and I have plenty to talk about, plenty of time to talk about it. So that was not Moose P who sent that. As I mentioned in my last episode, it was somebody else. And I do not recall who it was. I'm sorry you're not getting the credit. Maybe it was DJ Ron. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place, I'm sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Warning, I'm retired. I know everything.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3505 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 13th of July, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, drenchers. Big Fatty, are you talking about old Stinkpot? Well, he does like to get drenched. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're drenchers today. Well, I'll tell you why you are drenchers when I tell you about my day here in Fat Acres. But y'all, before we get to that, let's get to this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today, the 13th of July, y'all, it's a very, very important celebration of exiting the Birth Canal. Y'all known this person for years and years and years when he used to live up there in the Dirty Myrtle. You know, he was a part, or still is a part of the Dirty Myrtle horror group. Y'all, he came to Pride 48 down there in Nolens, so many of you met him there. Y'all been a long-time employee of the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, just one of the kindest, nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only, none other than Chris. Big Fatty, we love Chris. We do indeed. And y'all, we're going to be seeing Chris, y'all, in a month. Y'all, I think it's the 12th of August that we're all going to be heading over to the Metropolis Entertainment for a hot dog down the hallway weekend. And so Chris, will see you before you know it. But y'all, if you see Chris on the Twitter or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Maybe Daisy can pop out of it. Big Fatty, I'd never wish that on anyone.
Thank you.
see y'all after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all we did indeed have a recording of the LFC. Y'all, it was we had to do it y'all, and y'all it was y'all, it was train wreck is what it was, but y'all, but there was good reason because Veda was heading out to Tejas. Y'all, he was gonna be flying the friendly skies. Big Veda!
Have you seen the other side of where you live? Don't you know this great big land has got so much to give? Mother country's got her arms open wide. Your land is our land, anywhere the big bird flies, stretching out in glory, proud beneath the skies. Come along, sing the song, people, now's the time. The friendly skies of your land, united.
Oh, big fatty memory lane on the commercials. It's true, y'all. When he said he was flying the United Airlines, I said, "Oh, the friendly skies!" And y'all, that it reminded me of that that old jingle they used to do on their commercial. You know, they did the Rhapsody in Blue there for many, many years. But this was the friendly skies of your land, United Airlines. Big fatty, not a soul remembers this. Well, I don't know. Old Stinkpot might remember it, and Moose P, the old gal, will remember it, but she doesn't listen, and who knows? I don't know who else might remember it, but anyway, you know, it's weird how you get something stuck in your head. Oh, yes, Big Betty, and in your teeth. That's why you have to floss and take care of your teethies. It's true. After recoded with Vader, y'all, I had me a garden solid with the last of that rotisserie chicken. Y'all, it's quite good. Then I had me an ice cream bar for my dessert. Watch the news and the 60 minutes. Even though it was a repeat, they're in repeats right now. But y'all, then I. What did I do then? Oh, y'all, I watched some things that I had pre-recorded. Watched some more of that Holy Moly. Y'all, it is absolutely fabulous. And y'all, then, of course, the Big Brother was on. Y'all, it is maniacal. I mean, they are Frenchie especially is acting like a maniac, and y'all, we're gonna be recording the first with the Faye Driver and Archer and Sam in the Hinterlands and Chris from Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee and Moose P and somebody else, I think they have their hat on crooked or something, but anyway, so we'll be recording that, and y'all then it was a 2-hour Love Island, and y'all, I'm not gonna spoil it, because I know there are many of you that are out there that, you know, since it was 2 hours, you had to go to bed early, but y'all, I saw the outcome, a mile away. So anyway, didn't fool old Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty. Y'all slept like a baby. Woke up a little bit. Oh, after 6 a.m. in the morning, and got up and TT'd. And y'all, I said, no, I'm not gonna get up yet. Y'all, next thing I know, it's 8:20. I couldn't believe it, but y'all, I evidently needed it, and yes, Big Fatty, and I took advantage of it, yes, Big Fatty. y'all, after I got up and made my bed and had my coffee, did my Sudoku, y'all, I was able to finish the Saturday Sudoku. Where I'll not cheat, but I'll get a hint.
when they published the corrected version, and I just look at one number from the top three. I'll look at the top three in the upper left-hand block and see if I can put those in, and then see if I can figure it all out, the rest of it all out. Y'all, after all that, y'all, I'll never learn. I'll never learn, y'all. What is this thing called? The weather app that I have is called, let's just see here. It is called Dark Sky. And y'all, it's uncanny how correct it is. And y'all, it said, "Oh, Big Fatty, there's gonna be some rain in Fat Acres in about 20 minutes." And y'all, I said, "Well, you know, we'll see." Y'all, I went out. I got almost a mile into my nipple walk, and y'all, there was a downpour. There was a soaking. I got drenched, and that's why you're drenchless today. I just stood under a tree for a little bit. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the perfect place to be during a thunderstorm. Well, there wasn't any thunder or lightning. Oh, never mind. I just decided, you know what, to heck with it. And I came back home, got my shirt. No, did I get my shirt? No, I did not get my shirt. I just kind of got out of my wet clothes, and y'all, it's sure enough, it didn't take long for it to clear up, and so y'all, and it had cooled down from the rain, so y'all, I went back out and finished my nipple walk, then I came back and got my shirt. And what else did I do? Oh, and y'all, I decided I was gonna have me a little lunch. Y'all, all I had for my brufkas was a cream horn. Y'all, I only got one of those left, and y'all, they are so good. But I came back, and for my lunch, y'all, I took a couple of those baked onions, and I kind of cut them up into quarters or maybe fifths or whatever. With the cheese and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I put them in on top of the last of the Brussels sprouts and heated it all up together. And y'all, it was absolutely, absolutely delicious. I've finished all that off. And what did I do? And y'all, I've been tooting. Been tooting ever since. So I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, instead of playing voice letters today, I've got quite a few things here on my list, so I thought I'd just talk about that. Y'all, I got something from the Sam's Club wanting me to become a plus member. Oh, Big Fatty, well, you're plus sized. This gets you like, you get 2% back on purchases, and you get free shipping when you order stuff on the computer. And they were gonna give me $10 for doing that. Y'all, I don't know. Do any of the rest of you have the Sam's Club Plus? If you do, let me know if it's worth it. But anyway, so I'm contemplating that. Y'all, the other thing I'm contemplating is, y'all, I mentioned yesterday that I'm thinking of getting the new IMAX computer. I'll get it in BFO yellow, of course. What am I trying to say? But y'all, the reason that I'm hesitant is because, y'all, I use the classic banjo band to record the little show, and y'all, I tried it in the new banjo band, and y'all, it was just too difficult. But y'all, I heard over there on the enormous that they record their little show on the
on something called Hindenburg. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds just like the BFO. Oh, the humanity. Y'all, I went and I watched a little video about how to use it and all like that. And y'all, it kind of made sense, but y'all, they've got a 30-day free trial. And I think I'm gonna download it, and I may try to record a little show sometime soon on the Hindenburg. Big Fatty, it's all the humanity, and it somehow seems quite appropriate for the BFO that you would record on the Hindenburg. But and y'all, you know, I've got until the first weekend in August, cause that's when it's the tax-free holiday. Here in the South Kakalaki. Y'all got word that might be having visitors here at the villa that weekend also. More news on that later. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I had a couple of those little tidbits from Olive. You know, she sent me the little things like my mother would send. And y'all, I didn't quite get to all of them. Y'all, I thought I'd read a couple of more of these. Y'all, in 1959, a coffee maker was an option on the Volkswagen cars. Big Fatty, caffeine beetles. Y'all, before she became a famous actress in classic sitcoms like Maude and the Golden Girls, Bea Arthur served as a truck driver in the United States Marine Corps Women's Reserve during WW2. That's what the kids called it then. She respectively earned honorable discharge and was regarded as, quote, one hell of a Marine. Yes, Big Fatty. Despite being dead for over a year, famous author Agatha Christie saved a baby's life in 1977. Her novel, The Pale Horse, described thallium poisoning so well that a nurse who had been reading it was able to diagnose a sick one-year-old, and they saved the child from her novel. Bee, Fatty, it's just lovely. And I got one more here about polio. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, let me just do this last one of these. Jonas Salk, who decided not to patent his 1955 polio vaccine so that it would be affordable for millions of people who couldn't afford it, and as a result, he lost out on an estimated $7 billion. Big Fatty, that's just a good person there. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, what you got to say?
Warning, I'm retired. I know everything.
Oh, we know it. And tell us something we didn't already know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.